Jim Cosmore is going to join me in a couple minutes. Always excited for that. That is one of my if I have a mom and dad in this business, it's Coz and Grant. I don't know. I'm not going to say which is which. I don't want to offend anybody. Those are the two guys that brought me up. So if you want to blame somebody, blame them, Kyle.
I worked with Coz over at NBC.
Did you?
Great human.
He is a fun guy. Now, I don't mean mold. I mean, he is a fun guy. He's it's where I learned it's okay to go off on a tangent every once in a while. Longtime KHK listeners will remember his 7 to 9 show here, which I thought was some of the best radio the station's ever seen.
He would, when he does sports updates, they have the Hyundai SNC sports updates that they do.
Yes.
And typically you jump up there and it's a highlight and you read the highlight or whatever it is as a voiceover and stuff. Coz would just, like you said, just go off decide like, all right, the script is gone. I'm just going to make a bunch of jokes about what's happening.
Yes, he
and
would.
The whole newsroom would be laughing.
That is what, back here, that's where the cell block 1140 term originated, 7 to 9. And because Coz is the first to do gangster radio, that's what he'd call it. And it was also Coz's show. I always forget if it was Kevin Sharitt, John Dickinson, or a combination of the two. Whenever Jason Ross would do the updates, every once in a while they'd do the farm animal updates where they'd be pushing the sound effects buttons. And, somebody'd be doing updates. I've stolen so much from this guy. So we'll get him on here.
Should I get him on the horn?
Yeah, get him on the horn.
All right.
Get him on the horn. Let me tell you about Kevin Durant real quick. He's not running from that cupcake nickname that Russell Westbrook kind of backhandedly gave him. Nike is announcing the newest of Durant's signature KD10 shoes. They did that yesterday. A red and black fly knit shoe with a frosty white sole, dubbed the KDX, KD10, red velvet. And the picture of the announcement, the shoe is surrounded by red velvet cupcakes, with one of which a bite taken out. The news release says, with a style of play as smooth as velvet, KD is known for having the most fluid game in the game today, effortlessly making defenders look helpless, always ready to cook his next victim. He dominates the game. At the end of the day, winning is all that matters, and anything else is just icing on the cake. The KDX Red Velvet celebrates the smoothest player in the game in his undying quest for the sweet taste of victory.
I thought you were talking about Jim Cosmore just now.
Well, listen, nothing sweeter than Jim Cosmore. In fact, this is how I'm going to say I could literally use anything to segue into a conversation with Coz. I'm going to use this. You get a pair of tickets later on in the show to see Creedence Clearwater Revisited in Three Dog Night, September 15th, Thunder Valley Casino and Resort. More info at khdk.com. And I can segue into that because if I know Coz well enough, and I mentioned earlier that if I had parents in radio, Coz would be one of them. I don't know how he feels about that. That is a show I believe Jim Cosmore would enjoy, as a matter of fact. I'll be there. Coz, are you a Three Dog Night and Creedence Clearwater guy?
More of a Three Dog Night guy. And I'm trying to remember, what was their big hit?
One is the loneliest number.
No. There was another one.
They may be, I said this yesterday, Three Dog Night may be the band that a lot of people go, yeah, I don't really know any of their songs. And then you play like their greatest hits and somebody will go, oh my God, I know. Mama Told Me Not to Come, Joy to the World.
Yeah, you're right. I know exactly what you're talking about. I love bands like that. In fact, if you ever see Jersey Boys, it's the exact same thing. The number of hits those guys had is unbelievable.
Did I nail any of them? Shambhala, Joy to the World, Mama Told Me Not to Come, One. Any of those were any of those the hits you were looking for?
Joy to the World. I think maybe it's Joy to the World.
Joy to the World. No, probably not doing you any favors.
Yeah, it is Joy to the World. I think it is.
Okay.
It was such a kumbaya time when they were out.
The 70s, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Not
I don't
a
hold hands and drink a Coke.
Not a CCR.
Make the world better.
I know you're a Neil Diamond guy, not a CCR guy, though. Not that they're anywhere close to being the same thing, but.
Yeah, I'm not a CCR guy. Crazy, dirty hippies listen to them. They'll only go to half the show. You're going to see a lot of Birkenstocks. You're going to see a lot of Subarus. Blah, blah, blah. Tie-dye.
Jim Cosmore with us. Cos, what are you up to these days? It's summertime. You're the hardest working man in sports. I by the way, very nice seeing you and your lovely wife on Saturday.
It was fabulous. We were at a probably the party of the century in the 916, and it's nice to be part of that fol-de-rol. But it was great seeing you and your bride and all the great people of Sacramento. I'll tell you, my family and I always have a great time when we get back to Sac. In fact, we're coming back on Saturday. That's how much fun we have. I can't seem to get away from Sacramento, but we're having a great time. And I'm just busy with work all the time. And I think I'm on the A's beat for now. And then I've got Giants action coming up on Friday. But I need a little gym time here soon. So we gotta pull back the throttle.
I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but I'm gonna. And I learned that from you. I was mentioning that earlier. It's okay to go off on tangents. It's okay to say what's on top of your head. Back in the Cell Block 1140 days. I told this story on Monday at 6 a.m. when nobody was listening, but you missed, and thank God you did, the low light of the night for me. This was at Phil Oates' birthday party. I had made a birthday video for him.
Beautiful.
Well, what do you get a guy like Phil Oates? I mean, seriously. So we had gone down to a golf tournament in L.A. A couple weeks back, and it had a bunch of celebrities there. So I got like Ozzie Smith, Cedric the Entertainer, Dr. J, got a bunch of Dwight Hicks, bunch of people to say, hey, happy birthday, Phil, love you, all that stuff. It's very nice.
How did you do that?
He's a big donor down there, and he does a lot of charity work down there. In fact, he was just honored about a month ago in L.A., Humanitarian of the Year, by the Pump Brothers at their gala. It was LL Cool J, Johnny Bench, Emmett Smith, and Phil Oates were the four honorees that evening.
That story was unbelievable. And I was recently in Phil's office, and he had a program from that event, and it is amazing to see the type of effect that he has had. And the group of people that he's up with, but so humble you would never know it.
Right.
Because he's not someone that's out there, you know, patting himself on the back at all. And if anyone loves Sacramento more, I haven't met the person. That guy is all behind the 916.
So I got this birthday video I made for him. I interspersed it with celebrities and people from his family, his grandson, his young grandson. I put the video together. I edited it on my laptop. I brought my laptop, and you know he had a big giant TV that we watched the fights at in his pool house outside.
Yeah.
And so
yes.
I hooked up my laptop to the television, and I played the birthday video for him and his family, a few others, and you know.
Tell me you hit a button and porn popped up.
Well,
I'll
finish the story.
That would be outstanding.
So no, because you know they.
By the way, I'm anti-porn. I just for all you kids out there, I'm anti-porn. I'm taking a strong stance on that.
As am I. As yes. am I. So I play the it's about a 3-minute video. They all love it, of course. It was great, and then they disperse. But a couple people had walked up towards the end and said, "Hey, I want to see that video," and so I replayed it for them. This cycle repeated itself about 6 or 7 times. Finally, my wife was there with me. You know her, Melissa, and she said, "Hey, we don't want, you know, is there any way you can loop this video so you can just walk away until the fights start?" I said, "That's a great idea, bride." So I looked up how to loop the video. I looped it, and there was an older couple, maybe in their mid to late 60s, that came in, and they sat down to watch the video.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I hit loop. And I stuck around just to make sure it would loop, and it played the video, and it's great, and, you know, a tear in your eye and all that. Well, Cos, what I didn't realize was that in the video program I was using, it would loop the video, but it also loops if there's any other files that are in there.
Oh, boy.
It will loop that itself. So it played the birthday video, and then just as I was getting ready to walk away, it went to the next file. And you know, Cos, I'm not going to blame you for stealing the punchline because
how
could you know? But
outstanding.
I won't say it was porn. What I will say is it was a home video.
Yeah, it was.
And it was. So I run to the TV.
Which, by the way, I'm all for. Okay, because you know what that is? That's just a couple keeping it real, but go right ahead.
No, I'm wrapping up. So I run to the TV, trying to create a path between myself and the old couple.
Yes.
Of which at one point, as soon as the next video pops up, I hear this audible from the lady. I close the laptop immediately, but it keeps playing.
That doesn't shut it down.
No, it does not. I rip the cable out. It finally cuts it off. I look to see where my wife is. She's a gamer. She physically ran to the other side of the backyard because she didn't know what else to do. And, yeah. Coz, the only thing I had in my back pocket, and I like to feel that you'll be proud of me here, is I faked anger, and I turned to the couple, and I said, you know, you just can't play anything off the internet anymore with these without these damn pop-ups showing up.
That was outstanding. What a great comeback. Coz, you totally saved the day.
They believed me. I almost left the party. I was so mortified. It's easily top three most mortifying thing that's ever happened. And it was my wife of all people that calmed me down. She said, Dave, number one, what are the odds of only two people seeing that, not the rest of the party, which only two people saw it. And she said, and number two, though it was a very graphic thing that you showed on the television, there were no identifying features. In other
words,
so I felt a little better, but I'm just glad that we got to spend a night together, and that type of, I don't want to call that a tragedy, but it's a horrible event. That happened, and you did not have to deal with it.
Wow. I wish I were there for that moment, because that would have been the most outstanding. There's so many great things about that story. I apologize for jumping in with my little porn joke, but I will tell you, I'm pro what you guys had there. I'm really impressed by your answer. Oh, yeah, these pop-ups on the internet, I'll tell you, you can't play a darn thing anymore. That is phenomenal. Nobody. You see, that's about the. What are you, by the way? You're not a millennial. What are you? What are you?
Generation Xer, technically.
Really?
I'm 1975. So I'm technically a Gen Xer, I believe.
Okay, that's not bad. That was a great, great response for the Gen X crowd. I don't think a millennial would have come up with that answer. I think they'd have just stood there dumbfounded. Although they would have known how to loop it properly, so they would have never gotten to that. The millennials don't like people of the opposite sex, so they wouldn't have gotten in that situation either. So we're going down a road to hell.
Oh, Jim Cosmore.
Good morning.
Join us 8:14, everybody. 98 degrees outside. Hey, a couple things to run with you real quick. I always like to present the topics of the day going on. There is a new company out that is trying to Netflix jerseys. This is started by, amongst others, Golden Tate, Doug Baldwin, Russell Okung, all former Seahawks spread around the country with the Lions and Chargers. Well, they're starting a company that has backing. It has some cash behind it, where they are going to start Netflixing jerseys to people. $19.95 a month. You pick the jersey. It's mailed to you. You wear it as long as you want, and you return it. You can return it dirty, just not destroyed. They will dry clean it at no charge to you and send you the next jersey in your queue. Good or bad idea, Jim Cosmore?
Wow.
Yeah.
And they've got backing, huh?
They do have backing. A part of the backing, Howard Schultz, who basically killed the Seahawks, Supersonics.
He killed the Sonics, and he doesn't get enough credit for ruining the NBA, because he did.
Good point.
With how he ran that or misran that team. And by the way, I don't like his product that he became a billionaire on either.
Yeah.
I'm anti the Bucks.
So I got you.
I'm really on a downside on this one. I'm going to say that, wow, that one part of me wants to say, you're just an idiot for wearing someone else's laundry, because that's gross, and I don't care how many times you wash it. You never know what people are doing in that darn thing.
Right.
But you're paying $20 a month, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing that 12 months a year? No, I think that's stupid. I just think that's stupid. Isn't part of the reason you own a jersey because it's your team, or it's your guy, or you want to be connected, and that's a big deal to you. You're going to wear your De'Aaron Fox. If you want another jersey, go get another jersey. I'm sorry. I'm anti this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not giving them my $20. Are you?
No, because I think it's kind of weird and gross. With you. And we this kind of dovetailed into, are you a pro or whatever the opposite of pro is, a person, you know, adults wearing jerseys?
That's a good question. I work with Dip Roberts, and he says he'll never wear a shirt with another man's name on the back because he thinks it's weird. So that always runs through my head every time I want to put my Ernie Banks jersey on or something like that. You know? It's just, I don't know what I'm going to do there. You know what? Dudes wearing jerseys. Good question. You know what? I'm still a kid at heart.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Toledo Mudhens jersey on my desk at work that I'll throw on when it's a little chilly every once in a while. So I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm not going to wear it as a fashion statement. I'm not going to wear it when I'm out and about. Every once in a while, I'll slip on the Cracovia Polish League jersey of Pope John Paul II, his favorite team. I'll rock that look. But, yeah, it's cool. But don't wear it as, like, a fashion statement. Wear it if you're going to the game. Wear it if you, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm fine with it. Are you cool with it, or are you anti that?
I'm fine with it. I have it. I rarely, I wear them at event, like, a Florida State-Alabama game this weekend. You know I'm an FSU guy. I'll wear my old Peter Warwick jersey or pull some jersey out. If I go to a Kings game, I'll generally wear, you know, I wear my Kings hockey jersey. I do a hybrid of that. I'm fine with it. I just think that if you're an adult and you're going to wear a jersey, especially a basketball jersey, my rule is you have to wear a shirt underneath the jersey or you're a ruffian.
That's a huge thing, and that's why I think when Adidas had the deal, they were trying to get that short sleeve jersey going.
Yeah.
Because the NBA saw far too many ugly bodies wearing the you know, the stirrup shoulders.
Right.
And I'm telling you, if you're pitting out, man, it ain't a look that I want to be near. So let's keep it clean, everybody. So wear that shirt underneath. And that's the thing about the basketball jersey. It's just not an easy thing to wear. I mean, it's just you can't look very cool in that thing. It's hard.
You mentioned
hockey jersey covers up. Hockey jersey, it hides some of my weak spots. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
A little boxy, though.
By the way, speaking of that, there you no longer have, if you ever did, I did notice this, and Melissa and I were talking about this on the way home, Coast. You are in perhaps the best physical condition I've ever seen you.
Yeah, and I've always looked good, so let's say you're welcome. You're welcome, ladies. You're welcome. Well, I can share this, and yeah. I'll share this under the guise of, I think I've shared it here. I had a little heart scare a little over a year ago, and you had to keep it clean. And so I've cleaned up the diet. I work out on a regular basis. I'm actually sitting in front of the gym right now, and I used to work out, but you have to be smart about it. You have to be smart about your eating and
sure.
the stress levels in your body. And I'm not ashamed to say that I had a 99% blockage in my LCD.
Oh, my God.
Which is what they call the Widowmaker. And you know, life takes over at some point, and so I have to take care of myself. But, Dave, thanks for noticing. You are correct. I look pretty smoking right now.
You know you do. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that it's
yeah.
for that other reason. But you know what? I mean, I don't know if you look at it like this, but I look at something like that as like, you know what? Good. Mm-hmm. Good that you went through it, but yet caught it and no damage,
yep.
and now you've kind of taking control of the whole thing rather than so many times we hear about people who never caught it and obviously are
right.
caught it too late. It's almost like a blessing.
It is absolutely a blessing. And the doctors looked at the because I was in decent shape at the time. So for those of you who are out there who go to the gym on a regular basis, I had just gotten back from a vacation in Hawaii where I was swimming in the ocean and kayaking and hiking every day. And I came home and walked down the street, and I couldn't get down the street walking my dog. And I wondered, what the heck is going on? And, you know, you're a man, you're trying to macho it up. And I'd go to the gym, and I'm trying to work out harder, and I couldn't keep my arms on the machine. I had to take breaks. And my wife forced me to go to the doctor. And even at one point, the doctor looked at me and said, well, you're clearly healthy, so maybe just having a regular heartbeat. And so, you know, keep plugging away. If you don't feel right, listen to your body. When you look at – and one day, Dave, I can show you, but when they did the – what do they call it? Echocardiogram?
Yeah.
I don't know what they call it. So if you were to look at my main artery into my heart, it was as if it was you were using a straw to drink a milkshake at Burr's in East Sac. But you pinch the straw
Ugh.
To the point where nothing was able to come through it. That's what my arteries looked like. And I had to have a stent put there, and I did. And, you know, God was looking over me and feeling good.
So
I'm choking up right now. Why am I doing that? I'm doing fine.
That's what we do. That's what we've always done that. It's not a good interview, Coz. And
yeah.
remember, in your 7-9 show, we used to cry all the time.
Yes, but, exactly. And actually, management used to cry even more. That
now,
and that's why it's no more.
Before the break comes up here in about 5 minutes, and I go out and hork down a Marlboro Ultralight, how have you changed that? Are you a chicken guy, fish guy more now?
Huge fish guy.
Okay.
Huge fish guy. I will eat it 5 times a week. A lot of chicken. I'll tell you what I do. It's the Mediterranean diet. And I will tell you this, eating real food also helps your body. No processed stuff. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that I was a stress eater. And for people who knew me, I was eating desserts 3-5 times a week. And I wasn't having one scoop of ice cream. I was having 3 to 5, and I was throwing candy in it. And I was throwing in syrups and everything else. And you know, that eventually is going to catch up to you. You can't outrun it. You can't go to the gym every day and just outrun that kind of stuff. And so I do a lot of sweet potatoes, spinach. I eat a lot of oatmeal in the morning. I use a little protein powder in that. Chicken sandwiches with an omega-3 bread. A lot of olive oil. It just you do a Mediterranean diet. And when you start to do that, you really start to taste the flavors of what real food, what it can do for you. And, you know, I'm by no means am I a health nut. I certainly do fall off the wagon every once in a while. But, you know, I'm not smoking 2 cigars a day like I used to. In fact, I haven't had a cigar since I had the episode a little over a year ago. But it's something that you can take care of on your own and just watch what you eat. And believe me, I mean, you know, it's better for you. And if you've got a family, it's pretty important.
I'll tell you what, I used to work at NBC Sports with Coase, and you don't know shame until you go out to grab lunch and your lunch is like 2 slices of pizza and some French fries, and you walk in and Coase has got his spread of fish and asparagus and sweet potatoes and earth grains. Man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. I see the young kids doing that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I wish I could do that. I just can't. And every once in a while, people say, oh, you want to have a – hey, we're going to get some pizza. We're going to get some cheeseburgers. I'm like, ah, no, I'd love to do that. Here I am in my little desk. Just like you said, oh, I got my sweet potato here, and I'm eating fine. I'm doing well. You just move on. And I'm a nibbler. You graze a little bit. I never eat till I'm full. Oh, geez.
But
here's
the important thing. You're mentioning work and fish. Coase, are you a fish microwaver?
No.
Okay, good.
Wrong. Do not do that.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you.
We've had that. And sadly, my seat is like, I'm like the guy who gets the worst seat in the restaurant, like right by the men's room. My seat is right by the, what would you call it? Like the lunchroom.
Break room.
So,
sure.
Yeah. The break room. I get all of the unique scents, sights, and smells that come out of that place. And it is not pretty. It is not pretty at all.
The last thing I got to ask you then, because you mentioned all this change. So am I safe in assuming that you're no longer carrying whatever that purple drink was in the flask?
No.
When we go, you cut that out too?
Yeah, I did. But I will tell you this.
Atta babe.
Because they tell you, you know, like one glass of wine is good. And they say you can have up to 2. All right, that's fine. But after a while, like you're at the computer and you're searching like heart healthy cocktails. And one day the Manhattan popped up, and they couch it. It's like a men's magazine, and they couch it by saying, in some cultures they believe that bitters does this for your digestion. In some cultures they believe bourbon does this for. Man, I'm drinking like the largest Manhattan you can each and every night. You know, because then I'm thinking, yep, I'm helping the heart, everybody. Helping the heart.
By the way, just so people don't think that you're actually Jamarcus Russling and the purple drink. No. That's what I always called it. What was that? They used to pour it into it was purple or red or something.
It was a raspberry syrup.
There it was.
I had gone to a restaurant once, and they specialized in beer, and there was a German beer that they pour a small amount of raspberry syrup at the bottom, and it gives it a sweet and so. I'm just a weird, unique guy where I have to do things different all the time. And I would carry this thing of raspberry syrup whenever we would go out. Remember we used to go to Outback Steakhouse or wherever. And I'd make myself a little something and keep it real.
That is Jim Cosmore. And, of course, my questions about the Giants, A's, Warriors, and Kings. That's about the most fun I've had in 20 minutes.
I don't want to talk about the Warriors. I talk about them enough over here. How many days? What's the countdown on Kings action? When are we going to get some Kings action?
We're looking. I mean, you know, preseason media day is in just a couple of weeks.
And when is media day, by the way? I'm trying to figure out vacations.
I think it's not September 5th. It's it used to be the last week of September. I want to say it's the first or second week of September because they moved everything back. Everything's opening up middle of October now.
Yeah.
You better get on it, dude.
That's messing with my vacation plans.
You better get on it.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, I'm excited for the season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for everybody for different reasons. And I did you see the Vegas line? What is it, 28.5 wins for the Kings?
28.5 wins. We were talking about this earlier. And, Coase, I know you, like me, we say no to the gambling. But you know what? If you didn't, $1,000 will net you $1 if you bet on the Warriors to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. That's ridiculous. They're pretty darn good. I wish more teams were trying to compete with the Warriors to make it interesting. It seems like a bunch of them have namby-pambied out, and they're waiting for that cycle. Well, in 3 years, they'll be done, and we'll be ready to go. Kings are a different story because they had been a mess for a while, and then they made a strategic move to go in a direction, which I applaud them for. By the way, on the Kings, on that 28.5,
yeah,
I might go under.
Whoa, yeah, me too.
Yeah, I might go under. You know, and I'm not saying that because they're awful.
Right.
I'm saying that because they're young.
Yes.
And youth does not win in the NBA.
No.
It will eventually.
Yes.
But I just think it's going to be a fun season because it's going to be young. There are going to be great moments. There are going to be some tough moments. But I applaud the direction, but I might go under. In fact, in a weird way, I'm rooting for under because I need the 2018 pick to pop because I don't got 2019. What are you laughing about?
I'm just following the thought process as you move in, and you know, we end on a sad note, which is under 28.5 for the Sacramento Kings, but on a high note, you can see Jim Cosmore all over your television, NBC yeah. Sports Bay Area. You will never ever hear a badminton Olympics match called better than when Jim Cosmore does it. You are you are like the Swiss Army knife of media, Cos.
Yeah, everyone says that, and it's never meant to be a compliment, but I'll take it.
What are you doing? How is that not a compliment?
I know. Everyone thinks the Swiss Army knife is the guy who just is willing to do anything, and I always think, like, if you look at Mike Tirico, he's a Swiss Army knife, right? He's doing the U.S. Open, and then he's doing Thursday Night Football, and then he's doing, whatever, he's hosting the Olympics.
Sure.
But everyone says it with me, like, yeah, he's the Swiss Army knife. Like, ah, oh, look at the guy. He does anything. He's not really good at anything, but he does anything.
Well, I disagree with that.
What are you? That's my own personal problem.
Well, maybe you're the Luxembourg Army knife. I don't know. I think you do.
They do make an underappreciated knife, by the way.
No, you're the best. I appreciate
you. Thank you very much. You guys are always very kind. I appreciate it. And we'll do it again sometime soon, and I can't wait for King season.
Say hello to the lovely family for us. Talk to you soon. All right, buddy. Take care. That is Jim Cosmore. Wow. I didn't know that. I did not know that. I didn't know he had gone through that a year ago, a little health scare. And thank goodness he did. It's always something in the back of my head. We got a break here. But, when you see somebody and they've – listen, Cos was never even chunky, much less fat, but Cos looks like he's in tremendous shape. But sometimes you worry about that. When you see somebody lose weight really quickly, you want to compliment them, but in the back of your head, you're like, I hope there's nothing wrong. I don't want to look insensitive. And in this case, there was something wrong with Cos, but thank goodness, and knock on wood, he's healthy as a bear?
Ox.
Ox, thank you.
There it is. When we get new NBC Sports like swag, he'll put it on and come over to the like crew, the camera people and sound people. And he would model it and be like, "Do I need a bigger size in this?
Right.
I like it to be a little big."
He's a unique guy, and I love him to death. We'll break when we come back. Hey, it's 8:30. When we come back, we'll reset the stories of the day. We got comments and voice and all that. The Isaiah Thomas, what he's saying about all this hullabaloo with the trade. A former Pro Bowler cornerback gets released. And so much more. We'll tell you how much you got to bet to win a dollar on the Warriors making the playoffs. Hint, it's a lot. Back in three on the drive. Sports 1140 KHDK.
This is Kyle Madsen with your top stories on Sports 1140. The 49ers made a big trade yesterday. Well, sort of. They sent tight end Vance McDonald and a fifth-round pick to the Steelers in exchange for a fourth-round selection in next year's draft. McDonald, coming off a career year, he had career highs in yards and touchdowns in just 11 games. The A's dropped one to the Angels last night, 8-2. Home runs by Matt Joyce and Matt Olson accounted for Oakland's only runs. They'll look to get a win in the series. You can listen live on Sports 1140, pregame at 6:45 and first pitch at 7:07. And the Giants lost 6-3 to the Padres last night, Matt Moore taking the L. Time to watch the Sacramento Republic FC host the Colorado Springs Switchbacks FC Saturday at Papa Murphy's Park. Tickets at sacrepublicfc.com. With updates every 30 minutes and breaking news first, I'm Kyle Madsen on your home for Oakland Days Baseball, Sports 1140.
About 10 minutes right before the rebrew, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see Creedence Clearwater Revisited in Three Dog Night, Thunder Valley Casino, September 15th. Kyle Madsen, can you answer this question that was on Jeopardy, which nobody answered? The public may play several courses where this June event has been held, like Bethpage Black and Pinehurst number two.
At the British Open?
Oh, it's the U.S. Open. Bethpage Black in New York.
Boo.
Oh.
What's the one in...
Royal Birkdale and the Saint, whatever the hell. Now I'm like, can you talk about in Europe for the British?
Yeah.
St. Andrews.
Maybe St. Andrews.
How the hell did I blank on St. Andrews? Oh, man. So we've now found a weakness with Kyle Madsen.
Yeah, not a big golf guy.
Not a golf guy. Wow.
Although I am a big supporter of Bryson DeChambeau.
Are you a big supporter of Under Armour?
I wouldn't say big supporter. I'll buy Under Armour, though. Like, I'm not anti-Under Armour.
Well, Kevin Durant was on Bill Simmons' podcast the other day.
Now listen to this.
He was asked why D.C. area schools such as Maryland and Georgetown have trouble holding on to elite local players. Durant, of course, from the Washington area, Prince George County. And he said that a lot of kids, to be honest, don't choose Maryland unless they play in an Under Armour system growing up. Shoe companies have a real, real big influence on where these kids go to college. Nobody wants to play in Under Armours. I'm sorry. I mean, the top kids don't because they all play in Nikes, which, of course, Kevin Durant, as we mentioned in the last segment before Coe's, Kevin Durant just released his red velvet shoes, kind of poking fun at the cupcake thing. I mean, that's going to be a little bit interesting, being that Kevin Durant's teammate, Steph Curry, is Mr. Under Armour. And the founder of Under Armour, Kevin Plank, is a Maryland graduate who grew up near that area. But it just kind of goes to show you that in the world of basketball, those shoe wars make a real big difference. And Nike owns it. And Adidas is right there. You know, obviously because James Harden got quite a bit paid. Kevin Durant was also asked how the Timberwolves can be successful this season, picking up Jimmy Butler and adding that into Karl Anthony Towns and the rest of the guys. Ricky Rubio gone. Andrew Wiggins. And most people expecting the Timberwolves to make the playoffs this year. I would play you that clip, and the reason why I'm vamping right now, which is a term we use, it's because the damn computer is dying again because it's 8:42 and the sales staff is probably surfing porn. Hey, Bill Simmons, shut up and let Durant answer. Jeez. Here's Dwayne Wade talking about joining LeBron. I think he was on Colin Coward's show earlier this week. Talking about... Ah, that wasn't Colin Coward. That was TMZ. Dwayne Wade's going to join LeBron for dinner this week.
As he said on Twitter, there's a difference between going to dinner and meeting for dinner.
Right. I don't know. I think Dwayne Wade's totally going to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's absolutely happening.
Why would he? I mean, that's a thing that just makes sense to happen.
No, because he's got a way. The Bulls think that they can get something in value for him. They want to buy him out. Why don't the Bulls just go to Dwayne Wade and say, you know what, dude, if you want to go to Cleveland, like, we'll buy you out, but, like, it's got to be really low. Like, you want to do it, that's fine. Then you pay to do it. Why do we have to pay you for playing for another team?
And I feel like if you're the Bulls, that's the way to go anyways.
Yeah.
Like here, take the – and if he wants to stick around another year, then fine. But the Bulls have all the leverage in this situation for me.
We got to take a break. When we get back, the Rebrew, where we go over the highlights, or lowlights, if you will, of everything that happened today on the show. We will also give you tickets. You give me a look. Aren't we in the time to break? Am I wrong? I've got 8:42 on my sheet.
Yeah, I have 42 as well.
But it's 44 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so we are breaking.
We got a dip.
Okay. You looked at me like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you breaking?
No, not at all.
What are you thinking, Dave? When we get back, Creedence Clearwater Revisited, Three Dog Night tickets, and the Rebrew as we wrap up the show right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Before we get to the Rebrew, a couple of things. 339-1140, 11th caller for 1140. 11th caller gets a pair of tickets to see Creedence Clearwater Revisited and Three Dog Night, September 15th, Thunder Valley Casino Resort. More info at khtk.com. Kyle, you have some breaking news in football.
Yeah, John McClain of the Houston Chronicle reporting that the Texans game against the Cowboys on Thursday night has been canceled so the Texans can go home to Houston and be with their families.
That's the right move. That's the right move. Good for them. There's more important things. It's a final preseason game. John McClane, also in all the Die Hard movies as well. That was Bruce Willis's character. Before we get to Rebrew number one.
He's also a senator in Arizona.
That's John McCain.
Oh.
Jeez.
I want to let the record show I knew that. I was just making a funny.
The Ball Family show called Ball in the Family. Yeah. Guys on the let the people calling in, they can wait till the end of the they're getting free tickets. They can wait till the end of the you don't have to. You got so many plates. They'll wait. Kyle rushed over to the phones to grab the 11th caller.
Well, it's more to make sure the phone kind of stops ringing.
Oh, is it ringing? Go ahead. Yeah. I didn't know that. Okay, well while you're doing that, I'll get on this. Ball in the Family hits Facebook tomorrow. Now, we here on the show and many others knew about, I don't know, a week into the existence of LeVar Ball on our radars, we knew that this was going to turn into a reality show. The first trailer is now out. Here's what it sounds like. That's just going to be horrible. And I'm going to watch it. I'll watch the first episode. I'm going to clip it up.
I like how he says that all three of his sons are superstars.
Yeah.
But nobody knows LeAngelo Ball exists.
No, they don't. Ball in the Family, coming to Facebook tomorrow. Coming right now, here's Rebrew number one. Numero uno. If you missed that in the 6 a.m. hour, because, boy, Kyle, is that out of context. My buddy,
that's so funny. About
a friend of mine and I worked at the Burger King in Carmichael back when I was 17. It's the only fast food job I've ever had. And we worked nights. We closed. And the dumpster burnt down one night. And we got fired. And they thought we burnt down the dumpster and almost the Burger King itself. We got taken in by the, or we had to go in for questioning the FBI downtown, and we're summarily cleared. Burger King is putting on this thing today, where if you jump through some hoops, if you were fired and you say why, they'll give you a free Whopper. Boy, was that out of context. I felt like I had to explain that a little bit. Rebrew number two. 700 votes in. I decided to let Twitter decide. I didn't have anybody come in tomorrow. I wanted to do guest host Thursday, Friday. So my wife is going to join me from 8 to 9. That's an hour you may want to take off as a listener. 66% overwhelmingly have voted yes, bring your wife in. That'll be fun.
I bet the 34% of people that were like, nope, are a lot of fun at parties.
Oh, I bet they are. I like to feel that 34%, that's actually represents people that care about me. And they were being nice. No, Dave, it's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Rebrew number three. My goodness. From the 916 on the test line, in response to my wife coming in tomorrow, I will not be listening then. You know what? I'm not going to argue with you. I wouldn't either. I would not listen to the show tomorrow from 8 to 9. Now, again, I don't think we're going to have my wife breaking down the Raiders secondary. She's just going to kind of hang out.
I'm going to listen.
Well, you get paid to listen.
That's true.
We began the show talking about the new Netflix for jerseys, where for $19.95 a month, you can cycle out jerseys and wear a different one. We came across this. We'll end the show here. There's a company called And Vinyl. They're in the UK. With their basic package, they will take your actual cremated ashes and press them into 30 records, each with 24 minutes of audio on them, 12 minutes each side. You have to supply the sound so you can record something original like a message. You can't use a favorite song because they're copyrighted, but you can pay them extra to create a song for you. But the discs come with standard artwork and labels that include your name, date of birth, and date of death. Is it creepy? Well, it gets creepier. You don't have to give them your whole body. You can just supply them with an individual body part, of which I know exactly which body part I would supply them with to make a record out of. And the rest of you can be buried. Because I know which part of my body would sound the best to your ears. And if you want to just give it a shot before you use it on yourself, you can try this out on one of your pets. Because what better way to remember Fido than to play a record of them barking?
That's so weird.
$4,000 will get you 30 records made out of yours, your pets, or a family member's ashes.
Would you rather spend $4,000 on that or on the Warriors to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I'd rather do it on the play. I'd rather spend $4,000 on a colonoscopy than have 30 records of mine or somebody else's ashes. So there you go. If you got an extra $4,000 lying around, why not make a record? God, how creepy would that be, man? Seriously. A's and Angels today, 6:45 starts that, so that'll cut into the last 15 minutes of Grant and Doug. They'll start at 3 o'clock. Lowdown from noon to 3. Stay tuned for that. And our good friend Jim Rome about to hop into the studio in a couple minutes. That's coming up next right here on Sports 1140 KHTK. Good night, all.